Happy Halloween! If it's still Halloween where you are. Halloween goes around the world. Hey, you pumpkin face. Hey, this is Connected Dots Radio. Listen, Halloween's over in New York City. That's where I'm talking to you from. And, hey, if you're out in California, it's still Halloween. Maybe you're at a party or something. Did anybody take notice? There wasn't that many trick-or-treaters out there today. Very few at all. And, of course, they were accompanied with their parents, but probably more parents going out than ever on Halloween. And what a shame, you know. There's an old Twilight Zone episode where somebody, and they have a party. Everybody's got to put on masks, and this guy, he wants to get back at all these people. And they don't realize that the masks he asked them to wear when the party's over, it turns their real face into the mask they were wearing. Well, I wonder how many people went to a Halloween party and the mask really represented who they are. For those of you who don't know, I go on Twitter. I was tweeting that the leader of the UK, United Kingdom, Great Britain, whatever you want to call it, Fred Giles, the leader, Boris Johnson, I suggested that he go as the Grim Reaper because he's destroying England, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland. He's destroying Great Britain with his lockdown nonsense, just like all the other leaders of the world. They're destroying their countries with lockdowns. I mean, how long is this charade going to last? Australia, they're destroying it too, but guess what? The people are really marching in the streets in Australia. They're doing it in Spain too. They're really gathering in the streets and protesting and just staying out on the streets to defy the government that wants them locked up in their houses, just like they're trying to do everywhere. You know, hey, I'm talking to you from the U.S. There's going to be more attempts to do it here. You bet your beans they are, as the saying goes. And they've got all these crazy lockdowns over in Great Britain, except there's not enough people complaining about it over there. So they're going to make it worse, of course. That's the way the New World Order works. Yeah, the New World Order is controlling the world right now with lockdowns and the fake coronavirus nonsense. How long is this going to continue? How long is mainstream media going to keep lying to you? You know? Hey, there was, you know, depending on what part of the world you're in, it might still be an opportunity to participate. There was Halloween, full moon, meditation going on around this time. The time passed here. It's a little after 1 a.m. in New York. You know, this is set for midnight. But they have meditations going on every 4 hours, on the 4th hour, the 8th hour, the 12th hour. That's how it works. Plenty of meditations, global meditations going on. Everybody should participate because there's a new reality taking out the old reality, and it's important that we participate because we play a vital role in bringing this new reality in. You see, the energy, the light, the pillar of light, white light, pure white light, fast vibrating light that's going to make every cell in your body vibrate faster, make the earth vibrate faster. It's coming from the center of the universe where there's a living galactic sun. That's right. Has a consciousness, and it's sending light to our planet Earth. Whether you like it or not, you ought to like it. And it has to be funneled through us, the human beings, to get into Mother Earth. So that's the part we have to play. That's the point of participating in these global meditations to make it faster, the sooner the better, so we can go into the new reality and leave the dirt bags behind, the low vibrating scum that are ruining our world. I can't say nothing nice about them. They're the dark side. They're the ones who want to keep the wars going, want to keep us fighting amongst each other for no reason at all except to fight, because that brings out bad and lower emotions, which the negative entities feed off of. Yeah, they're, you know, New World Order, they're in partners with, they're in bed with the demonic beings who feed off suffering and the other negative extraterrestrials that have infested our planet that also feed off negative vibrations. So that's why there's a global effort on their part to keep us all in lockdown, to make us suffer, to keep us fighting, to keep the wars going. It's all part of their plan. You know, if you haven't read the book or seen the movie 1984, you ought to see it, because that's what that year, we passed that long ago, but the book was proposing we'd be there already. Well, we're here now, okay? It took to 2020 to get here, but we're here. 1984 is 2020, really. And they are really stifling humanity. And if you participate by obeying their laws, they're going to stifle us worse, you know? And I'm speaking to you from America. It took a physical revolution to break away from the ruling powers at that point in time. It took physical actions, you know. Protesting wasn't even an option at that particular point in time. And protesting alone is not going to turn the wheel here, you know. Like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And we need to consider that in America, absolutely. We need to consider it in other countries, too. There's going to have to be physical actions. There's a document called the Magna Carta that empowers us to lawfully rebel against an oppressive totalitarian government, which all governments are becoming. And I'm calling for it right now. Let it be known. Everybody who's been part of this government, all governments in the world that have played along with promoting this fake coronavirus, that they should never be elected to any office again. They all have to go, all of them, period. You know, even President Trump is an idiot. I have to say it. You know, he might be smarter than the rest. He's not in with the New World Order, but he's willing to play along with this because he doesn't know anything about medicine, you know. He doesn't know anything about real health care. He has to listen to advisors. He doesn't have any real first-hand knowledge himself about health care or understand. Well, it's been 6 months now, over 6 months, and it's all the truth has come out, all the truth about it. The whole thing was a sham from the beginning, as many of us suspected, but we all been duped to playing along, and we need to stop playing along, because as long as we keep playing along, they're going to keep lying to us on mainstream media, presenting fake facts and figures, and locking us down, you know? All the politicians, they're all nothing but a bunch of chicken-hearted cowards. That's right, all of them. Because they weren't willing to stand up to the fake science. That's right, the fake science that was being perpetrated upon all of us around the globe. So all the world leaders are chicken-hearted as far as I'm concerned. Hey, that's why I was running for president in this election. I still am. You know, if you haven't cast your vote yet and you haven't made up your mind, you want to go to my website and understand what a real candidate is saying, and how he speaks and how he handles himself. If you listen to my radio show, you know there isn't any more positive person on the face of this planet running for public office. There isn't any bolder person on the face of this planet running for public office. Believe me, I outshine President Trump 100-1, and I can prove that any day of the week. He would pass out on stage if he ever had to debate me, because I'm a knowledgeable person, and fortunately, President Trump isn't that knowledgeable. Sure, he's better than stupid, sleepy Joe, but, you know, that's not a fair comparison, you know? And that's why I'm still running for president. Sure, the odds are 1,000,000 to 1, but hey, I'm a write-in candidate. You're not going to see my name on the ballot, but it's still the same. You can go to any state in the union, write my name in on Tuesday. And people need to stand up and have some guts in this country. I'm talking about America here. That's right. Because they say America's going down the drain. And when I look around and I see all this hoopla and stuff about, it's still the Democrats and Republicans. Don't you understand? That is a con. That's us versus them. That will keep us in conflict forever. Just like, it doesn't matter really who gets elected president, if it's a Democrat or Republican, because it'll be the same party politics and a logjam in Congress, and they'll do nothing, and they won't change any of the laws, because you need Congress to change the important laws. You only can do so much as a president with your executive orders. Sure, President Trump's accomplished a lot with executive orders. As far as getting the Congress to cooperate, he's done nothing. Of course, Joe Biden won't do crap either. In fact, he's like, he'll be lucky if he got elected, but he won't. He doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell, as the saying goes. And mainstream media is lying to you, telling you he's in the polls. Meanwhile, the people are posting the pictures. He's lucky if he gets 100 people to come listen to him. That's how pathetic he is. He's a loser. He keeps saying, makes stupid statements. That's one stupid thing after another. I mean, you got to be really dumb to go out and vote for him. But at the same time, you already had the guts to go out and write my name in, Tom Ennison, on election day if you haven't voted already. Because I'm the guy who has the solutions. I'm the guy who has the knowledge how to solve all these problems that President Trump won't be able to solve. Yeah, it's pretty sure he'll probably get elected, because you know what? I can't count on the American people to have the guts to go out and vote for somebody like me, you know, an independent, non-political person. But again, if you went to my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you'd understand that I'm bringing a lot more to the table, and I'm talking a real conversation, and I'm not talking about any of these nonsense things they're talking about. And believe me, I'd cancel this COVID thing out so fast that the door would hit them on the way out, if you know the expression. And I have it on my website, you know? If that isn't enough reason to vote for me on Tuesday and reconsider instead of voting for Trump or Biden, I don't know what the hell is. I've got the solution for COVID virus on my website. Just go to it, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And once you find out what it is, start telling all your friends about it. Start telling people that can post it on social media, because mainstream media don't want to hear it. They're all bought out by Big Pharma and the globalists, and they'll do whatever the bribe money tells you. And, of course, all the newscasters, they just all read off teleprompters. This is a call-in radio show, in case anybody knows. You can call into this radio show. Are there any callers out there? Well, you got to pick up your phone and dial it to call into this radio station. If you got anything to comment, and there's plenty to comment on right now. The big election is coming up. The COVID scam is still going on. And the phone number here is 888-627-6008. And if you're dialing from a landline, you got to put a 1 in front of it. So then you'd have to dial 1-888-627-6008. And there's plenty to talk about. Maybe you have something very important to say. But hey, this is your opportunity on this show. You can actually give your opinion. There's no topic that's really taboo. And anyhow, that's what I got to say. You know, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. Does anybody have a plan to solve that? I sure do. Again, that makes me the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But I can't be unless you vote for me. And sure, I don't have my electoral voter people lined up, so I'll be defeated like that. But just for a show of hands, you know, have some guts and vote for somebody who's real, somebody who wants to end this Democrat-Republican nonsense, you know? Really. Don't be worried about, like, oh, if you vote for me, the person that Trump wouldn't get elected or Biden wouldn't get elected. That is such nonsense, you know? That thinking will keep us locked in this Democrat-Republican insanity nuthouse forever. You know, they got the same problem over in Britain, you know? I was watching, you know, because I follow people on Twitter, or I follow a lot of people in Great Britain, you know? They're like cousins to us, you know? I mean, we speak their language. And a lot of what's part of America, we were influenced by them. Our great constitution, you know, the Declaration of Independence. A lot of things were borrowed from their Magna Carta. That's why I bring the document up. The Magna Carta, you know, a document from the 1200s that empowers people to rebel against their unresponsive, oppressive government. And we have that situation here in America, too, you know. And all you people that love President Trump, you know, fine, you love him. Sure, he's not with the New World Order, and that's why people love him. But he didn't change the situation with the federal government. Our federal government in America is still an oppressive, totalitarian dictatorship, pretty much. The representatives don't listen to the regular people. If you brought 10 million people to march in Washington, D.C., they have the right to ignore you. That's the way the law is written. People don't understand that. You've been lied to since birth. America is not a democracy, nor is there a democracy on the whole face of the planet. They're all republics or dictatorships. And in a republic, the representatives have all the power, and you, the voters, have none. The regular citizens, yeah, you get to go out to vote one day, but that doesn't change the system that's locked in place with 1,001 horrible laws that keep you locked down to keep the rich richer and the poor poorer. And nobody ever talks about that except people like me. You don't hear Trump talking about that. You don't hear Biden talking about that. And you don't hear any other leader in the world talking about that, how everybody is locked into a republic or a dictatorship, whether they like it or not. And it's going to take a revolution to change that. And it's going to take physical actions to change that. It's not going to happen with this election unless I was to be elected the president. And there was nobody interested in me setting up electoral voter representatives, so I'm kind of knocked out by I won't have any electoral votes. You know, when Russ Perot ran, he got 20% of the voters, the American public, something like that, when he ran in that election. Of course, he was threatened to bow out by the guys with the dark sunglasses. They were scared. Both sides were scared. But he didn't get any electoral votes. So he got screwed that way, too. You know, it's hard to have your people representing you as an electoral voters. That system has to go, too. That keeps the two big parties locked in place all the time. You know, I don't see why people don't understand that. That's what you ought to be demanding of your party. That's what you ought to be demanding. You, the people, ought to be demanding. If you're going to vote for a Republican or Democrat, why aren't you badgering your representatives to get rid of the electoral system? It doesn't make any sense, and it shuts out third-party, fourth-party candidates. Absolutely. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we could scrap the whole, all the political rules, period. Make it simple. All presidential elections should be write-in candidates. That's simple. You write in the name of the person you want to be the president. That's it. Nobody has to, you know. And all candidates shouldn't be allowed to buy TV time. You see, I'm a genius person here, you know. Oh, you should be have to judge your candidate based on his website, basically. And if that was the case, I'd have an 80% win in this election because my website is so much better than all the rest. I'm talking real issues and I'm giving some real solutions out there. You know, this is a, you got to respond to reason. If you want a reasonable society, you have to be responsive. You know, don't be like the government because they're totally unresponsive. And I guarantee you that no matter who gets elected, Democrat or Republican, we pretty well much know it's all going to be Trump, probably. He isn't going to get rid of the chemtrails. He isn't going to get rid of the broadcasted 5G that's ruining your health. And he isn't going to solve the coronavirus problem because he doesn't have the knowledge and isn't interested in gaining the knowledge. And he's surrounded by a bunch of phony saboteurs that are going to continue to blind him to the horrible truths that are being perpetrated upon the American people by the globalist New World Order, whatever you want to call them. This is serious stuff I'm talking about here. So when you go into the voting booth on Tuesday, try to remember what I said here. Show some guts and vote for me. If I had enough people voting for me, I could hire a lawyer and call this election void for many reasons, because as a write-in candidate, there's many rules that are unconstitutional on the books. And that gives me reason enough to call this election void. I mean, if I got only 10 votes, I could still call it void. If I had lawyers willing to stand up and argue the case legally. Because I know what the Constitution says, and I know the rules in every state. There are certain states in the United States that have violated my constitutional rights to run for as a write-in candidate. It's a clear violation of what's in the Constitution. So I have a right to challenge this election, but nobody's going to take me seriously unless I have a significant amount of votes. And that is a good reason why on election day, if you're not sure which one of these crooks, and they're both crooks. Trump is a crook in his own way, too. And of course, Biden is a crook in his way, too. Instead of voting for these crooks, you know, the lesser of the two evils, that's how the voting's going to go. Vote for somebody honest like me. You know, my name ain't Abe, so I'm not going to call myself Honest Abe. My name's Tom. Last name is Edison. It's an easy name to remember, and you can write it in on election day. Take a stand up for truth, justice, and the American way. You know, forget about make America great again. I say make America greater, and I'm the guy who knows how to do it. Unfortunately, you know, without your support, you're going to throw your votes away and vote for one of the less of the two evils. Come on, do I have to explain this to you? Apparently so, because you're doing it again. You've been conned by the two parties. It's got to be one or the other. Well, that's a plan that's destined to fail. And there's going to be, and they're going to, both sides are going to challenge the election also. But it would be nice if the election was challenged on somebody who knew how to solve the problems. Again, go to my site, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I have the solution for to deal with the coronavirus. It's simple. You find the frequency to kill the virus, and the whole scam plan will fall apart like a house of cards. Meanwhile, they're lying to you every day about the testing, you know? Once you find out what the truth is, you don't want to go get tested because it's known now that the test you're using is, first of all, it's not a valid test. And it can be manipulated to show positive, no matter. They can take anybody's saliva specimen and they can make it into a positive result. So what's the point of even talking about the numbers of cases? And that's all they're talking about. They keep talking about increases, and with the 99.5 success rate of people recovering, it's no worse than a cold, really, you know? And wearing masks is going to cause more deaths because it ruins your immune system, wearing masks. See how clever they are? They did your scare tactics, and then they bullied you into wearing masks, which is going to make more people susceptible to losing good health. And and who knows? God only knows what they're spraying in the air. I mean, the chemtrails are all poison. But now they've got drones out. I mean, I guarantee you, anytime they want to spike a city, they just put some of that or some even more deadlier virus out there, and they spread it all over the city, and they get people going to the hospital. And then they've got the hospitals on board lying to you. No matter what a person gets sick or dies of, they got it listed as COVID. You know, I mean, really, how much more proof do you need, you know? In Britain, you know, they're lying through their teeth. Every day the government's doing that, and so is the media. And people are taking their time to go to these hospitals, and they're finding empty beds, doctors sitting around playing tiddlywinks, twiddling their thumbs. Nobody's there, and they're denying people with real health problems to come in because they said, oh, we're only taking COVID people. And, you know, they're making all kinds of lies up, you know. The hospital beds are filled. You know, you got a hospital with 1,000 beds, and they've got 5 reserved for COVID. And then they try to tell you on the news, yeah, oh, the COVID beds are all filled up, yeah. And then, come on, I don't believe this, you know. What's it going to take for the people to rile up and go in the streets? And we have to have what's called a rebellion, like the timekeeper said. The people's revolution is long overdue, you know? It's time to go and take some physical actions and put a stop to this. And all these people in government have to be removed one way or another. And the police are going to either be with us or not, and we'll handle it. Even if they're not, because we can't tolerate police forces that are willing to enforce laws that persecute innocent people, evil laws, laws based on lies and misinformation and propaganda. And if the police are willing to enforce those laws, they are our enemies too. You know, there's no middle ground here, you know. You can't sit on the fence on this one. Either you're with the people who want the truth and justice and end this coronavirus sham, or you're on the other side where you want to back up the lying politicians and the globalists and the filthy rich. That's right, the filthy rich who are getting richer off this. And then there's people like Bill the Devil Gates, yeah, because... And he gets to go on TV and promote his lies and scare tactics. You know, that man should be arrested. Is there anybody out there listening to me? Any police force, any military force willing to go in and arrest him for genocide of the human race? Because that's what he's promoting. We know already that he's sent tainted vaccines down to Africa and killed plenty of people down there until they got wise to it and they weren't willing to cooperate anymore. And he's in with the globalists, the world controllers. And he's a New World Order puppet, you know? He's one of their favorite puppets. Let's put him on the TV and scare the people into having poison injected into their bodies. And there's no way. That's another sham thing going on. Vaccines. Please. We don't want to hear about that, you know? We really don't want to hear about these vaccines because they're poisons. If you have to be out of your friggin' mind to allow somebody to stick a needle in you and inject poisons. Vaccines don't cure anything. All they do is cause problems for your body. And if you recover from it, you know, from what the poison is, that doesn't protect you from anything. That's a friggin' lie they're telling you. You know? The only success they have ever had with vaccines is the placebo effect. The people believe that what was being done would help them, and it was their own belief that cured them. Had nothing to do with the vaccine. The vaccine, you know, it's like you're playing Russian roulette. Why would you want to allow a stranger, nurse, doctor, whoever, the attendant at CVS, inject you a poison into you? There's no way that they can prove to you. They'll say it's safe. They're lying to you. They don't know it's safe. No way you can know it's safe either, you know? And these things, you know, the new law coming out, they've got all worse things in it, and they're going to be purposely tainted, and they're going to be shipped to people with certificates saying, yeah, rubber stamp certificates saying they're safe. And they won't be safe because they want to. This is part of the population plan. That's right. There are such evil people on this world. They want to get rid of 95% of us. And this vaccine is a big, we're going to get rid of millions, believe me, when it finally comes out. And that's why I tell people, yeah, you know, stop this love for President Trump. He might be better than the rest, but he's still in his own way crooked and stupid. You know, he's talking about vaccines. If he had any brains in his head and he was really interested in protecting the American people, he would be telling you exactly what I'm telling you. First of all, he'd be informed enough to know that vaccines are nothing but a danger and a con and a false hope. And there isn't anybody on the face of this earth that can prove to me or the rest of us that they are safe or make any sense. All their so-called proof is a manipulation of facts and figures and lies, you know? And they've been deceiving us since they started this whole thing with vaccines. And now the truth has finally come up. Back in 1918, the Spanish flu pandemic was really caused by vaccines. It was a few people that got sick, and somebody had this crazy idea, let's vaccinate them. And the vaccinations killed millions. That's right. That's what has come out recently. All the dirt has come out. And that stupid Dr. Fauci, I don't understand. What's wrong? You know, we got to wonder, is President Trump under mind control? Heavy mind control or something? You know, why hasn't he fired this clown, you know? He used to have no problem when he had the game show, the TV show. He used to say, you're fired, you're fired. Now, he knows the lines. Why hasn't he fired Fauci? Because he doesn't have the brain power to know this guy is a con artist. It's come out already, you know? Fauci did a paper that was published back in 2008 that putting face masks on creates more problems. He knew that. Yet he's on the TV telling people, put your mask on, more testing. He knows the test is false, too. It's a sham, too. In fact, the guy who invented the test they're using, he recently died, and that's why they decided to use this test that they can manipulate to come out any way they want. That's how fake the whole thing is. And what do they do with the people in the hospital? They're killing them with respirators. And they're doing all kinds of stupid things because most doctors are uninformed about real health care. And they've silenced all the doctors that are complaining about what's going on. They don't get a word in edgewise on mainstream media. Nope. Only the New World Order puppets get to talk on mainstream media. And this is where we're at. You know, if this doesn't call for a revolution, I don't know what the hell does. but don't think the problems are going to be solved on election day. It's just going to be a continuance because both sides are going to challenge the election. There's, I follow what's going on the internet, and I follow the people that find, we have galactic brothers and sisters out there that are participating and trying to free the people of planet Earth from the oppression we're going in, and been working on it for a number of years now. And according to them, they know that there are planned riots following the election. That's right. I'm telling you now. It's planned, just like the pandemic. Yeah, they're going to look to cause more chaos, and that's going to give them more excuse to go into more lockdowns. This is not going to end with the election, you know? We can end this thing real fast. It's called revolution. It's called action. And like I said, the Magna Carta, a great British document from which our Declaration of Independence borrowed many things. You know, that Magna Carta empowers us, the people, to lawfully rebel against an oppressive, totalitarian, unresponsive government, just like we have here in America. That's right. You know, it might not be as bad oppressive as the ones in Europe have all turned to, you know, or especially Australia and New Zealand. That's a total dictatorship, practically, New Zealand. I don't know if that's the Wicked Witch of the West or the East, but that woman running that place, man, she's turned it into a dictatorship. They've made laws there where the military, on suspicion, can knock down your door and drag you out of your house. Well, if that don't sound totalitarian, don't sound like Nazi Germany, I don't know what the hell does. But that's where we're at now. Don't think they're not going to try that in the U.S. They are. You know? Police forces out there, you better make your choices now. Are you going to defend the public or keep defending these criminals, these globalist criminals, phony, bribe-taking politicians, and all the other filthy rich people that use you as their private police force, you know? And like I said, there is no middle ground here. You're going to be on one side of the fence or the other. You're going to be for justice, getting along, and living freely, or you're going to be on the new world order side, which gives the police the power to just kill you on sight because they suspect you're doing something wrong. And those laws have been written into place already. They will have to be rescinded. I don't hear anybody talking about it except people like me, you know? The police have the power, basically, to just suspect you and really pull out their guns and shoot you. And then they'll claim their lives were threatened. This is in law already. They had that much power already. And all it takes is a one crazy governor to say, go get him, you know, and they'll obey the damn stupid governor because that's how the laws are written. They're supposed to obey a higher authority. Well, these chain of command systems are being used against us, and we need to change them all. And because federal law overrides state law, we have a lot of problems there because the federal government is a logjam. It's been that way for decades, and it's not going to change soon. You know, it's going to be a tight race on Tuesday, and it's still going to be close to a 49-51 split, which means nothing will get done. This is where we're at. We need to we need a constitutional convention, really, to not enough people calling for it, to remove everyone in Congress and put people in and change the laws that force the politicians to listen to the small guy. And or they can be removed by the end of the week. Without that threat of removal, they're going to continue to perpetrate this sham on the American people till doomsday. And they will bring us to doomsday because they are stupid, they're cowards, they're liars, they're deceivers, they're bribe takers. That's right, the U.S. Congress I'm talking about. You know, I mentioned it the other week or so. The last thing time the FBI or the CIA did a check on who could be deemed to be honest, you know, maybe 10 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever, they found only two people in the whole Congress that could be deemed honest. And apparently it's the same all around the world. In fact, it might be worse in our country than anywhere else, you know. Probably the same thing in the UK also, if they can find two honest people. And like I said, that was back when Ron Paul was part of the Congress. Matter of fact, he's there. So what is there, one honest person in Congress? What kind of a government is that? Do we want to obey rules from that type of a government? You know, can't count President Trump. You know, he's a crook in his own way. I don't care what you say. You know, I think he's got a great personality, but come on. Yeah. Don't try to tell me he isn't a crook in his own way, please, please. You know, he's just like a less harmful crook than the Biden family or all any of the Democrats. You know, it's been exposed how they get government to pay for things where they pocket money three times over. And who's paying for it? You, the taxpayers. You know, what about no taxation without representation? Well, that's what we have. We're back full circle. That's what the first rebellion was about. Well, we're here again, and we need to start acting like patriots and have the guts to physically confront those who are trying to impose their will on us heavily. You know, like Al Sharpton said, get your boot off our neck, because that's what government is doing. You know, there's no reason to, for police to be killing people because they don't know how to handle a situation. That's right. The police are not even qualified to handle most situations. And they're always killing mentally ill people because they just don't know how to be compassionate anymore. They're not human beings anymore. They're highly trained robots. RoboCop, I think too many of the police are RoboCop. Sure, all cops are not bad. But if it's a 50-50 split, 50 bad and 50 good, oh, that's unacceptable, really, you know. And there's just too many bad cops out there. And we need to change the whole system. Policing has to be redefined to where they don't have the right to take your life, you know, just because they were a police officer. And they don't have the right to hide behind the badge after they kill somebody, you know. This is common sense, you know, but are the politicians willing to make the laws to change this, to get it set straight? Hell no. They all let you down. That's why I said everyone who holds a position of a political authority, including mayors of cities, they all need to be canned. I wish we could remove them all at this election, but, you know, some of them have terms to fill out. Well, we need laws that we can, just by public protest, we can get rid of somebody who's really making wrong decisions and stupid. Look like in the city of Portland. What a mess that place is. Hey, no Democrats or Republicans were able to solve the problem. I can solve that in 1 week. That's why the only people should be elected are non-political people like myself. You know, if you're in Portland, Oregon, listening to this, well, you know, you ought to think about voting for me on Tuesday. Even if I can't win because I won't have the electoral votes, at least if I make a good showing, I can be part of the court case to challenge this election because it will be challenged. And if I had been, you know, I'm basically a poor person, you know. I live below the poverty level. And if it wasn't for this radio show, you wouldn't even know I existed. But at the same time, I'm a knowledgeable person, you know. The knowledge is out there. The solutions are all the problems are out there. And what can I say, you know, except that to typify the situation in America here, you know. They say America's going down the drain, and everybody knows the globalists are to blame. Yeah. We've got obsolete politicians. That's right. Politicians are obsolete. We got obsolete government. This type of government, the Republic, is obsolete. We need something more responsive. referendum-only government. I've been talking about that for years. Good luck in getting these Democrats and Republicans to go along with that. They're riding the gravy train. They don't want to get off. You know, we got an obsolete legal system with unrealistic laws suppressing us all, and they're just getting more unrealistic and more oppressive. Again, there will be no justice except what we make for ourselves. That's it. I'm telling you. I wrote a song about that once called There Ain't No Justice. You know, go to YouTube. It's on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Listen to it. It says there will be no justice. It says you must have figured out by now there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. But apparently enough of you haven't figured that out yet. You're still believing the lies coming through the TV, and you're still believing the lying politicians. If you're a member of a political party, certainly the big two, Democrats or Republicans, you're probably a freaking liar. You know, that's how you got to be a member of the party, and that's why you're there. You liars all stick together. You're all riding the same gravy train. And it all sums up to the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. But we have to do something about these unrealistic laws suppressing us all, and we're going to have to do that from the private sector because government is not going to help us. They're all bought out. And they're all cowards to really take a stand and do what's right. They're all traitors, really. All of them, Democrats, Republicans, the whole friggin' Congress, nothing but a bunch of friggin' traitors, pretenders, grandstanders, love to get in front of the camera. They have no good advice for anybody, and they're willing to tell you to do all these stupid things that ruin your health, like wearing a mask. They've ruined all the small businesses by the lockdowns. They made all the governors, too, have all made all these ridiculous demands on businesses and social behavior. They are all guilty of participating in destroying humanity. That's right. They're all guilty of. They have no defense. You know, being stupid is not a defense. And they are that stupid. You know, you go to court and you tell the judge, well, I didn't know that was the law. And the judge will tell, the first thing the judge is going to say, ignorance of the law is not an excuse. Well, ignorance of the truth is not an excuse for ruining a whole society. And that's why they're all guilty. And we need to take them to court. All of them. Every politician needs to be taken to court after this election, you know? And we need to make it stick. And we need to do whatever we can to force these cowards, these traitors, these gravy train riders, these bribe takers who have the official positions of authority to do only what we want them to. And that's how the law should read. Anything that they propose in a bill or legislation has to go through a public referendum or it can't become law because these dirtbags, these liars, these deceivers, these grandstanders, these gravy train riders cannot be trusted. These members of the Democrat or Republican parties can't be trusted, period. I don't know how else to explain it. But I'm talking about it tonight because this election, the truth needs to come out. And I'm pretty sure Trump is going to win. But like I said, the dark side has planned riots and all this other crap, and the mainstream media will be on there manipulating, trying to blame President Trump for the riots. All this kind of, and this is just going to continue with more violence and more lockdowns. And we have to take control of our out-of-control government, and we have to do it with people on the street, you know? Communities have to get together. We have to start walking into the stores with 100 or 200 people without our masks on, and they're not going to be able to handle that. And we're going to say, look, you chickens, you think you're going to catch something, get the hell out now, leave your groceries here, but we want to stop and breathe free air. We want to shop with dignity, you know? But you need a large amount of people to do that, because the police forces are heavily armed, you know? And they need to be told, if you're not with us, you're our enemy. If you're not willing to help us save humanity and save society, you are our enemy. And the line has to be drawn, and this is how it has to be. And the people that have guns, you better keep them loaded and locked and ready, because we cannot sit back and allow these globalists to use our chain of command laws against us to turn us into slave laborers locked in our jail cells. That's what the lockdown is. Come on, even the word lockdown, they've got you in your, they've turned your home into a jail cell. And some of these countries in Europe, they don't let anybody out for anything unless you to go to work. And that's just how it was in the 1984 movie, you know? You ought to watch that movie if you haven't seen it. And the other movie you ought to watch is called They Live, 1988. Great movie. It shows you about subliminal communication, how all the billboards, all the media, there's subliminal messages there. Don't think it isn't happening, because the technology exists, and you could prove it to yourself if you really wanted to. But you got to get off the couch. No couch potatoes. You're dragging us all down, you couch potatoes. Your chickens, you're just like a dead anchor. You need to get off the couch and participate in life and become part of this movement to take back our country and take back our world from these dark side totalitarian jerks, these evil creatures that want to have us submit to their totalitarian government and decide, make every decision of our life. We don't want that. We don't want retina scans. We don't want to have to walk around with dog tags hanging around our neck. You know why they call it a dog tag? Because they've turned you into their bitch. That's why. That's why they call it a dog tag. You've been too stupid to realize that. You just went along with it, you know, started with the army and the dog tags. Well, now they got, everywhere you go to businesses, everybody has to have a tag on them, you know, and this and that identification tag. Well, that's your dog tag, because you've been turned into their bitches. That's it. If you can't see that, boy, you are friggin' blind, you know. We need to get rid of it. Society didn't have those things years ago, and we were all doing fine, you know. And we can be doing fine again. We don't need dog tags. We don't need eye scans. We don't need fingerprints. We don't need any of those things. We need to become a loving group of people, what we were intended to be. We've been manipulated from birth to be overly aggressive, overly uncooperative, and overly mind-controlled. And we've accepted that as normality. It's not normal. We've been in this matrix created by the globalists and the other dark forces that are here on our Earth for too long, so long that we think it's normal. It's not normal. We need to end it. We need to end it now. 2020 is supposed to be clear vision. Well, wake up and see what's going on, because you need to do that, and you need to participate in solving the problem. And the problem here, we have governments that have become public enemy number one. You know what that means? Public enemy number one? Because that's what we have here right now. We have a government that has become public enemy number one. And that's not good at all. No siree. And we have to do something about that, whether you know it or not. We really have to do something about that. And it's going to require physical actions. There is no easy way around it. You know? That's all I have to say. It's no easy way around this. Hey, you know, this was a call-in radio show, but there's not that much time left. But, hey, there was these important things I had to say. I hope everybody had a happy Halloween.
And did you see the witch fly in front of the moon? Moon with her broom? Well, there's a full moon out tonight. It's still out. And if you got, when the show's over, you should go out and look at it. Because the moon is a real thing, you know? It influences us in more ways than you ever imagined. Of course, they don't want you looking at the moon. No, they want you locked in your home and listening to the TV brainwash you. And, you know, don't gather more than a couple of people. Hey, the holidays are coming up. Are you going to listen to these stupid, ridiculous laws? In England, they don't want more than six people to gather together. How are people going to celebrate on Thanksgiving and Christmas with no more than six people? Yeah, sounds like a real party. Except this is how oppressive they're getting. You got to stop with these rules, banning these rules. These rules are unlawful. It's a new world order takeover of our government and every other government in the world. And government is not going to help you because they have been sucked up and they are part of the plan. They are part of the scamdemic, the plandemic, and future lockdowns. They are playing along with it because for whatever stupid reasons, or they might be severely mind-controlled, you know, I've talked about it before. The New World Order has the technology, electronic equipment to put voices in your head. And, of course, all politicians, all they're concerned about is getting elected the next election. Well, they've all failed this. No one should be reelected ever again. And we should remember that, you know. You should remember it on Tuesday. Anybody who's running for governor or state senator or House of Representatives, look who it is. If they're the incumbent, don't vote for them because they let you down. They played along with this pandemic. They played along with all the lies that they refed to you and got you to obey, you know, especially states like Washington, yeah, and Oregon and California. Well, and the list goes on. New York State, yeah, my state, Governor Boy, you know, he really sold the people out. And I don't know, there's just one governor in the whole United States, I think South Dakota, that didn't enforce any mandatory lockdowns. You got to pay attention, you know. If you're going to go in that voting booth, you know, that's why I said you shouldn't vote for Trump or Biden. You should vote for me because I've been all against this from the beginning, you know. It doesn't take me long to catch on what's going on, and I'm knowledgeable about health care and about the chemtrail poisons and about the 5G broadcast frequencies harming people. And if you go vote Tuesday, just write my name in. Tom Edison. Ask the polling person, how do I write in somebody's name? And stand up for somebody who knows. You know, I'm going to be writing again in 2024, but we need to solve this before 2024. We need to solve this right after the election, you know, and find out how to get in touch with me because actions need to be taken, really. From day one, I told you what's the plan. They're planning riots, so there's going to be actions whether you like it or not. But we, the good people who want us all to get along, need to start mounting our actions and take an aggressive stand against all these traitors in government, which pretty much is all of them. And that's all I got to say regarding that. Election day, write my name in, Tom Edison. It won't change the election because I don't have the electoral votes, but for me to get more votes and tell your friends to vote for me because I'm the kind of person that needs to be in charge of this United States, a person who's not, hates politics, does not ride the gravy train,
lives a life among the common people, so I know what the real situation is, and won't be fooled by fake doctors or fake advisors or lied to by military people who are on secret projects. Yeah, I know all the secret projects. You know, some of them need to be canceled. But don't think Trump's going to do it. Biden, never. All I got to say is, listen, I hope everybody had a happy Halloween. And if it hasn't got to your neighborhood yet, well, if you're at a club or something, going out to a club, hey, enjoy it. Life is to live and love. And you got nothing to do, go to YouTube.com and watch my videos. You know, we're getting close to the end of the show here. I ended with the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? I don't know if you are, but I am. And you can just Google that song and listen to the whole song and see what it was. It has a great video to it on YouTube. But you don't even have to go to YouTube. Not all my songs, but I got 20 YouTubes out there. But that particular one, if you can just Google it in the Google bar. Are You the Partying, P-A-R-T-Y, apostrophe N, kind. And it'll take you right to my video. And then you can hear the whole song, the tasteful guitar playing, and get a glimpse of what life used to be, you know, before Corona crap. And then after a short lead guitar solo at the end of the song, after I do the countdown to end the show, you hear my song, I Gotta Be Somebody. You know, and that's a harder one to find. But if you get the first song right, then you can just go down to the icon of me with the sunglasses on to the lower left, and you can play all of my songs. And eventually you'll get, you'll be impressed. So, anyhow, it's time to end the show. Tell your friends to tune in next week and get ready for the trouble that's coming. And if you can remember on Tuesday and you haven't voted yet, vote for me, Tom Edison, T-O-M-E-D-I-S-O-N. That's it. And, okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. Five. Oh, and before the countdown, I got to remind everybody, hey, as soon as this show's over, it's time to turn back your clocks. That's right. If you're, you know, if you're on the East Coast, it'll be 2 o'clock, 2 a.m., time to turn back your clocks. And everybody else, don't forget, when it gets to be 2 a.m. in your neighborhood, turn back the clock to 1 a.m. And that's my public message for this evening. Okay, let's get out of here, Mr. Engineer. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join them in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here took my stand. beam, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.